come.
This whole day is just amusing me so far.
Well, this hour is going to be a lot better than last hour.
It'd have to be.
Right. There's only one way to go up.
It wouldn't take much to make it much better than the last hour as well. Man. All right. So here we are at 7 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program in Radio Heaven. The broadcast coming to you from the studios of the campus radio station in Stevensville, Texas, at KTRL at Tarleton State University, which is presided over by one of my really good friends in life, Dominic DiTavio. Many of you who are listening in Tiffin on TTF remember Dominic as the former president of Heidelberg University, and he came down here, I think this was almost 3 years into his tenure here, and I was just telling some of the folks that are out in the ante room, the so-called green room, which every good radio studio has, some of the stories about him coming down here and how we didn't want him to come and how people are pleased that he's here. So under the circumstances, that becomes the reason for us being here. And then during the time that we are here, we're going to try to tell people some stories about what life is like down here and what's going to school like here. Although our compadre Clay Cohut, who is in charge of social media and the digital world that is thegooddayshow.com, is from this neck of the woods. I grew up, what did you say the name of the town was?
Weatherford, Texas is where I went to high school.
Weatherford. All right. So anyway, we have, we're going to sort of get into one of the, not the national pastime, but the local pastime. We have a couple of rodeo experts here. Bob Doty teaches animal science at Tarleton and is the former rodeo coach. And also joining us is Mark Eakin, who is the director of rodeo activities and the head rodeo coach at Tarleton. Okay. So those of you who are listening around the rest of the country, they think of it. This is a college in Texas, and they teach rodeo. Now, what kind of work? You guys,
that's,
come on.
That's awesome. I know.
Yeah. That is so cool.
Let's get with the program here, guys. What's the story? Bob, you look too old to be doing this.
Oh, well, that's why I'm retired from coaching. That's why this gray hair. And
I want you to stand up, and I want to see if you can stand up straight. Well, how many bones have you had broken?
I'm just one arm shorter than the other.
Yeah.
That's from riding bareback horses.
Huh?
It's from holding on.
Is that what it is, from holding on? But how do we teach rodeo sciences? Come on, that can't be. You're not serious about that.
Well, rodeo is just, to us, rodeo is second nature. It's like basketball or football. If you grow up in the city, you may play basketball in your backyard.
Right.
And our kids do, too. But a lot of them, they're helping their dad and their mom. They're roping calves. They're branding them. They're breaking the horses that they use on the ranch. And It evolved from when, Mark, 100 years ago, whenever ranches had competition between each other. So, well, I've got a horse that your hands can't ride, or we can rope a steer and brand him faster than your ranch can.
So this is the time. This is the time we need video. I can't do the video because normally I do video where I am broadcasting. I want people to see you, and I want them to see Mark. Richie. Mark is one of the toughest-looking guys. You don't want to meet. This guy is the guy you want to meet after you've had too many beers at the local corner of saloon. This is not the guy you want to meet. So
Mark, you're going to tell him the kind of bull that he rides is a wimpy bull?
No, I'm not telling him anything about being a wimp. He's not. There's nothing about him. Can we get headsets so these guys can hear what's going on, Bob? I want them to hear. There, let me. How much you? Do we have another pair so that Mark can have a pair or not? All right. Well, anyway. I'm going to take advantage of you because you would be the prime suspect here as the guy who's actually out there doing this. How old are you, Mark?
36.
36. Where'd you start riding professionally?
Oh, I don't know about professionally. We grew up rodeoing. My parents actually took me to my first rodeo when I was 2 years old. So yeah.
When's the first time you were on a horse that you can remember?
I guess right through there. I can't remember. We just, it was a way of life, and I didn't know anything different, and we all grew up to love it. So, yeah.
What about you, Bob? What's your experience in this kind of?
Same deal. My folks had a farmer ranch, and we rode horses, and, you know, from 10 or 11. I actually didn't get started in rodeo until I was a senior in high school. So, because we had at that time, interscholastic rules where In rodeo, you compete for money or prizes a lot of times. And in Texas, you couldn't do that if you wanted to play football or basketball or other sports.
Why?
In high school. Because you could win belt buckles or you could win a saddle or, you could win a prize. And UIL, which our Interscholastic League, wouldn't allow you to win anything of value.
All right, so this is like playing football or basketball. This is the same. This is comparable to people. This is like we don't. And I'm saying this because I'm finding it intriguing, but I know a lot of people around the country will find this intriguing because the comparison of doing what you do and putting it in the same league, if you will, with playing football or playing basketball or baseball or whatever it is, I don't think that most people would think about that outside of Texas. But this is do you have intramurals? What are the competitions like? That would be either on the high school level or the college level. Mark?
High school, you've got, regions within each state and then a nationals. In the collegiate, there's actually about 3,500 members this year across the nation. And then we have 11 regions. We're here at Tarleton, we're within the Southwest region. And we have 10 rodeos a year, 5 in the fall, 5 in the spring, and then they'll take the top two teams and the top three individuals to nationals.
How many people on a team?
At each rodeo that count for your points as for the school or your university, you pick 6 men and 4 women. And we actually have 96 members this year on our team that go to the rodeos each week.
So how many different schools in the system? Are they all A&M schools, or are they schools from all over?
All over. In our region, there's 16 schools right now.
Really? And at the end of the season, how long does the season last?
It's year-round. Fall, spring, and then we have our nationals in June.
So is it like the championship is like going to Williamsport, Pennsylvania, for the Little League Championship?
Right, yes, sir.
Same thing. And the judges are guys like you, Bob?
Usually they're, yes, they're professional judges. Some of the older guys, but there's also guys that just, like referees, they just got into that because they didn't rodeo anymore. They were better judges than they were contestants.
All right. So the training of the horses, the things that, again, the lore, there's great lore about this because there isn't a lot of knowledge. Whenever there isn't knowledge, people make stories up about things like this. So in a minute, I want to deal with that. Bob Doty and Mark Eakin are here from Tarleton State University. They are rodeo guys, and you didn't know, I bet you. I didn't know until they walked in here that there are actually courses taught and that there is a coach or there are coaches for teams that compete like this around this part of the country.
Sure.
Jennifer's going to be on the next train out here, the next plane, because she's going to dig these guys. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Clay Doug at 14 past the hour. This is Good Day.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
If you've ever thought about trying Rent-A-Center, now's the time. Pay nothing until February 5th and get brand name appliances, electronics, and furniture with no credit needed. Satisfaction guaranteed.
So let me get this straight. You pay nothing until February 5th? Not even a buck?
Not one.
What about two?
Nope. Free until February 5th, only at Rent-A-Center.
$3.
Quit it.
This is a rental purchase transaction. Offer ends February 5th, 2011. Excludes special event rentals. See store for details.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Does a rolling stone gather no moss? No moss. You're gonna have to trust me on this one.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
My heartburn was like a pilot light in my chest. I never knew when it would flare up. Until I found Zegrid OTC, the only 24-hour frequent heartburn treatment with two active ingredients, a prescription-strength acid blocker, plus an ingredient that protects the medicine from stomach acid. Just one Zegrid OTC capsule a day controlled my pilot light. So if yours keeps flaring up, try dual-ingredient Zegrid OTC.
Use as directed for 14 days to treat frequent heartburn. Go to ZegridOTC.com for coupon savings.
Hi, I'm your heart, and I gotta get something off our chest. It's about our cholesterol, and I'm not speaking just for me, because high cholesterol affects our whole body. So let's ask our doctor about garlic, okay? Garlic's clinically proven ingredient helps maintain healthy cholesterol naturally. That's why pharmacists recommend it most. And unlike other brands, you only have to take one garlic caplet a day, not five or six. Plus, it's tasteless and odor-free. So like they always say, eat right, exercise, garlic. Oh, and use as directed.
Don't let the quest to keep warm this winter turn into a fire safety hazard. With wintry weather and chilly temperatures come increased safety risks within the home. In fact, the National Fire Protection Association reports that 82% of all house fires over 66,000 each year are caused by portable space heaters. These fires will destroy $1.1 billion in property, cause 1,660 burn injuries, and be directly related to almost 480 fatalities. To make your home safer during the winter, look for new improved heater models. Supplemental infrared zone heaters like those from Sunheat are ideal for homes that put safety first. Sunheat heaters have been tested and proven to be unable to start fires while effectively using infrared heat to warm 800 to 1,000 square feet. They produce no harmful emissions and are safe around children and pets. And remember, when using any heating equipment, always follow all safety instructions provided by the manufacturer. Go to sunheat.com to find a dealer near you.
Eighteen after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program from Tarleton State University in Stephensville, Texas. Bob Doty and Mark Aiken are here. Mark's the director of rodeo activities at the school, and Bob teaches animal science. Is the former radio.
you can tell.
The former rodeo. There's only one vowel. That's all there is one vowel. That's all we need to change. So the training of horses, those of you who have never heard about this on a college campus, this is cool. The students who come here, Mark, bring their own horses. Bob, they have their own horses. They've trained. So as part of their academia, there are horse stables. They can bring their... How many horses do you have here that are part of the program, or the students brought in? Do you have any idea?
It just kind of depends. If they do multi-events, you know, they might have four or five head of horses. Some of them may.
So some students could bring four or five horses with them to school.
Yes, sir, or more.
Really? And they put the school pays to put them up? Is that part of tuition or what is that?
No, we actually have 36 stalls on campus or out there at the practice facilities, and then on the overflow and people, you know, having their own places and renting places that have arenas elsewhere. But we actually have 36 right there on campus that we use for the students.
Wow, what a whole different world.
It really is. People, like you say, they don't realize it. It's actually a pretty big deal in Texas and across the Southwest. And you know, we have, schools probably like Tennessee, about as far east as we go. I know University of Tennessee at Martin. And
they have this competition.
They have these competitions.
So Tennessee, how far west must go all the way to California?
Right. Like Mark said earlier, there's 11 regions, like you could say like the Big Ten or the Southwest Conference or the East ACC or the Pac-10.
Isn't that amazing?
But they're not like TCU being in the Big East. They're geographically located close together, and so well within 300 or 400 miles. And then, like Mark said, in the summertime they have the college finals where the top two teams from like last year it was Tarleton and Vernon College. And
hold on a little bit more coming up. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge. Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Cowboy, take me away.
Is this
Dixie
my show
chicks.
Or what today, Dougie?
This is really this
Texas,
is more what?
Big hair, cowboy.
Yeah, I like them. Big cowboys. Jennifer Horn, Richie. Roberta has a cousin whose name is Jim Fasanelli, who's a rodeo guy. And
yeah.
I'm having a really hard time trying to put two and two together. That is Roberta and somebody from her family in New York going out. Where is he? In Wyoming?
No, he's in Cheyenne, Wyoming, yeah. He was one of the founders of the Cheyenne Rodeo.
One of the founders of the Cheyenne Rodeo. Mm-hmm. All right. And he's...
That's the granddaddy of them all.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm.
And Roberta... Well, yeah. Oh, my God. The fact that Roberta's got another cousin. They're Fasanellis everywhere.
We're everywhere.
They're on the moon.
We were some of the original pioneers out west.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a whole thing about pioneer, which we'll talk about later. We're having a conversation with Mark Aiken and Bob Doty here at Tarleton State University, where I am this morning. Charlotte and I and Bob traveling through to visit my great friend Dominic DiTavio, who is the president here. Now he's been here for 3 years and has the first time I saw him in jeans and a cowboy hat. Yeah, sorry guys, I don't want to spoil his image with you. Dominic in a cowboy outfit even in jeans. I had only seen Dominic, and I'd known Dominic for 5.5 years when he came down here. I'd only seen him not in a suit once, and I've been around Dominic a lot. He's in his house last night. He's got these longhorns that he got at some sale. Have you seen those?
Yes.
They over the entrance to the living room, and I looked at them, and the folks who are listening in Tiffin, we're on about 300 and some odd radio stations around the country, and including the station in Tiffin where Heidelberg is. And people who are listening to this who know Dominic, it doesn't compute, it doesn't fit. But yet it does, because he's become wonderfully comfortable here.
We've made a country boy.
You have made a country boy, yes, you have.
Just a little bit, we have.
Is he allowed to have longhorns in his house? So you guys are Aggies, come on.
What, longhorns versus Aggies?
Yeah, that's a big rivalry. You can't have longhorns if you're an Aggie.
Apparently you can. I think that's how that works. All right, so Mark, in terms of recruiting... Men, and now we haven't talked about the women that are involved in this. I want to go watch some of the women. I'm more interested in watching the women compete. Are there as many good women as there are men? And how do you find them? How do you go to... You were telling me...
How
Bob,
I find your women.
Yeah, but you were telling me, Bob, that there are people here from all over the country and Canada as well who have brought their horses. They're competing. They're taking this as... It isn't a major, right? It's a. You can take the coursework and you participate as an extracurricular activity. Rodeo,
yes,
right? Yeah. All right, so how do you find, Mark, how do you find these people?
Just, you know,
mainly at this level, I'm recruiting from junior colleges as they come out. They've got a lot of high school finals, some invitational type deals for some high school. So you start watching them, you know, even in junior high and then through high school and then trying to get them here at the collegiate level as well. But one unique deal about here is there's so much interest in coming to Stephenville. And, you know, we get
because
them from
the west.
Because is
this place considered to be one of the best?
Yeah, and, it, you know, it's known to be cowboy capital of the world. But it's
Stephenville
really,
is?
Mm-hmm, yes.
Really?
And it's really easy to rodeo out of here, and you've got an airport within 2 hours. And so a lot of people that come to school here end up staying here and rodeoing. And
after they get out of school?
Yes, sir.
Really? So they have a job because there's so much need. The average size of the average ranch here is a couple thousand acres. So the cattle are all over the place. Yeah. I mean, that's really the need here, the need that you're addressing. It may be fun. It might be an interesting activity, but there's also a need. Gentlemen, thank you. This was fun to learn about this. Bob Doty and Mark Aiken, who are here at Charlton, involved in the rodeo program. Who'd have thunk it? 28 past the hour on Good Day.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, Apple's CEO Steve Jobs is taking a leave of absence while recovering from a rare form of cancer. The leave comes after a liver transplant in 2009 and reports that Jobs can't maintain a steady weight. Apple's COO Tim Cook will take over the day-to-day operations as the tech world waits for one of its visionaries to regain his health. In other news, Facebook is now granting apps access to users' telephone numbers and home addresses. Unless you deny access, Facebook can feed your contact information to any app that requests it. The next time you add a Facebook app, make sure you actually read what information they want in return. And finally, a breakthrough in cloning technology has one scientist predicting a woolly mammoth birth within 4 years. The technique successfully cloned a mouse from a 16-year-old frozen cell and could work for the woolly mammoth. An African elephant would act as the surrogate mother, rebirthing the 5,000-year-old beast. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens, Good Day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrin Nasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
If I've learned anything from when I served in the military, it's that honor and integrity aren't just words. They're a way of life.
At USAA, we understand the importance of these military values, which is why our commitment to serve the financial needs of our military veterans and their families is without equal. For more information, call 866-461-USAA or go to USAA.com. We know what it means to serve. Let us serve you. Membership eligibility restrictions apply. USAA means United Services Automobile Association. And
the GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you're serious about playing college football, give yourself the competitive edge with the National Underclassmen Football Combine. The NUC is the longest-running underclassmen event and the most respected combine and football camp in the nation. Specifically designed to give athletes early recruiting exposure, there's no better time than now to compete in the National Underclassmen Football Combine. Call 888-NUC-MVP1 or go to nationalunderclassmen.com to find out more.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods
and after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With zero debt in 90 days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
New year,
new way to smoke, and it's totally wicked.
Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers, and no lingering smell. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, the next generation of alternative smoking.
7.
One of the things that people love about this program, as we bring you different facets of life across the country, that's one of the great things that I enjoy, frankly, about doing these trips a couple of times a year. Not only do we learn about the region of the country, but we meet a lot of the people who make it tick. And Stephensville, Texas, is where the Good Day program comes from today, the home of Tarleton State University. And the people who are here joining us are bringing us a slice of life. Roberta, you're learning something. Jennifer, you're learning something. Mm-hmm. Richie, you're learning something.
Yep.
Clay's probably not learning much because he's from this neck of the woods.
Yeah, he knows it.
So he can help us. He can underscore some of the things. But, Clay, did you know that they had these rodeo programs?
Yeah, they tried to get me on scholarship over there at Tarleton.
They did?
No.
The rodeo? I'm having a hard time believing that, pal. Yeah, I think that's it.
Clay, have you ever been on a horse in your life?
Yeah, I've ridden quite a few horses, actually, yeah. Rich, but I've never ridden one in a rodeo.
Okay. No.
I've seen a rodeo.
Thank heavens for the people running the rodeo. At any rate, so what we try to do in bringing you the life that is, we have a country that's so big and broad and so many things going on here. I think is a very important. Now, why are you going to mess with that now? Messing with my stuff?
Hush.
Bobby's, Richie's messing with my stuff.
Let him mess. He knows what he's doing.
Joining us now is the mayor of Stephensville. I've been saying Stephensville. There's no S. There's one S. It's Stephenville. She is the mayor and has been for, 5 years? How long have you been the mayor?
I was first elected to mayor in 2008 and reelected in 2010, so I'm on my second term.
All right. Nancy Hunter is the mayor's name. Also joining us is July Danley, who's the president of the Stephenville Chamber of Commerce. Now here's a lady who sounds like she's from Texas.
Good morning.
Yes. She calls me Sir Richie, and I was objecting to that. She said she would speak, that's the way it is in Texas, that she would speak to me if I was younger than she.
That's right.
And refer to me as Sir.
Good.
So there we got that. You don't have to, but you can. I want you to be comfortable. Nancy, where are you from originally?
Originally, I'm from Massachusetts. I was born and raised in the Northeast.
But I was thinking you had longer hair. We had this conversation when Dominic was
inaugurated.
We did. We had a long conversation.
We did.
About being from Massachusetts. Yeah, okay, all right. So now I remember. But you were just freshly the mayor.
That was, let's see, he was inaugurated in October of 08. So, yeah. I was elected in May of 08.
Yeah, okay. Right. So now I knew there was some thing that I remembered about our conversation.
I'm still here.
Yeah. So tell us the story. I don't remember whether I had you on the air telling the story about why, maybe not, just you and I were interested in what it was that brought you down here. And then running for, you had never held any elective office before.
That's right.
And you were not happy with what was going on, so you decided to get involved.
That's
which
right.
is a great story about getting involved in politics.
Absolutely.
So how has it paid off for you and the community? Do you think you can use this as election platform for your next your next shot, or next timer? It's only a two-year?
It's a two-year term, yes.
Really? All right. Yes. So what's the problem with that? Why wouldn't it be longer? Why shouldn't it be longer?
The school of thought there is to get more people involved with politics, whether you serve on a board or a commission or you're an elected official. You look in Congress and you have career politicians who pretty much know the lay of the land and how to work the system and perhaps may not necessarily have the best interests of their constituents in mind. So when we have a two-year term, we're elected by the people that we represent. So every 2 years, they get to decide whether or not they think you're doing a good job.
Are there term limits? Can you run as many times as you want?
There are no term limits in Stephenville. It's the ultimate job review every 2 years.
Yeah, right. Well, kind of like Congress in that sense. So in terms of what you've been able to accomplish and how the culture is different here in the term, whether it's politics or whether it's life in general, you just heard me talk for the last 15, 20 minutes to these guys. They run the rodeo program at Tarleton. Where are you from, Massachusetts?
I'm from Western Massachusetts, the Springfield area.
Agawam. Did you tell me that? Was it Agawam?
Wow, great memory.
I do remember Agawam.
Agawam, Massachusetts.
All right, so Agawam isn't likely to have a rodeo program.
Yeah, that's fairly accurate. Yeah. And I was giggling in the other room listening to you talk to the rodeo guys. Because I thought the exact same thing. I first came to Texas and thought they actually teach classes in rodeo. I've never heard of such a thing. And now it's just common.
Yeah, it really is.
It's second nature for us here.
And you have one child or two?
I have two
children.
Yes.
How old are they?
19. She's a freshman at Texas Tech University and a sophomore son here at the high school.
All right. So are either of them interested in rodeo? Are they interested? Have you got horses and put them on horses yet? She's doing something with her eyes. So.
I'd like to reserve some things for them to do on their own.
Really?
So they've not done that yet.
Ah, okay. So they have the choice. All right. So July, is it? Do you like the emphasis on the first syllable? Is it July or July?
I don't guess it really matters.
Doesn't make any difference.
As long as it's not Judy or Julie.
Do we know why your parents decided to name you July, really?
You know, my mother just
Everybody
liked
Everybody asks you this question.
I was born in April.
Oh,
it wasn't because that was when I was born. My mother just liked the name. She chose unique names.
Yeah, so. Wow, that's good. This Chamber of Commerce bringing people here. Dominic Dettawi, I made reference to people who are listening. Some people are getting used to the fact. Dominic and I have been friends for 5 or 6 years, and actually longer than that, because he was at Heidelberg for 5 and a half, and he's been here for 3, so I guess that's 8 and change. And other than us laughing about him becoming a cowboy, because he was nothing, he was no cowboy. You think Agawam, you can think other...
I've got some stories for you about when he first got here.
Yeah, right. So, anyway, the business about the community, he tells me a lot about this town and how big it is and how much the student population changes the makeup of the community. But this is a cattle town. This is a ranch town. This is a town that I think what a lot of people think about Texas anyway, and both Nancy, you can speak to this as being sort of an outsider coming in here. You've lived here most of your life. Are you from this area?
Actually, I grew up in New Mexico, Las Cruces, not too far, but I came to...
People who are listening in Las Cruces, Las Cruces. Yeah.
Well, I miss the Mexican food there, but this is home now. I've been here 15 years. Mm-hmm. I came to Tarleton to rodeo. That is what brought me here.
Did you really?
Bob Doty was the coach, and I was on the rodeo team, and that's why I came. That's the draw. And people don't realize that this school is nationally known for their rodeo program.
So what got you started? I'm going to probably not talk about the Chamber of Commerce and probably talk about being a woman in rodeo. What gets you interested in that?
You know, I'm the youngest of 4, all of my siblings. I was on a horse before I could walk. It was a part of our life. We were riding horses every day and going to events every weekend and all summer long. It was a family way of life. and taught us a lot of responsibility. But, you know, Stephenville is known as the cowboy capital of the world. And the reason for that, one of them we say, is because there's more professional cowboys and cowgirls per square foot than anywhere else in the world.
How is that different? How is life different here than I go back to Agawam or to Framingham where I'm from? Las Cruces is obviously not that much different in the fact you can do what your passion, you can follow your passion. But how is it different in the most positive way, Nancy?
There are so many differences between life in the South and life in the North, and it both has its advantages and both have its disadvantages.
Why did you come here? I guess that was a question. I can hear people in the background say, okay, why did this woman move here from Agawam?
Well, there's this boy.
There it is. That's always the
There's always a guy.
Yes.
And I will say we've been happily married for 23 years, so that seems to be working out pretty well.
Right,
But life down here, actually, I can answer that question and wrap it around my husband as well. One of the things that attracted me to him was the Southern hospitality that he had.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of a coined phrase, but there's a lot of truth to that. Southern gentleman and Southern hospitality, that's something that the kids down here are brought up being extremely respectful. You commented on July calling you sir.
Yeah.
And being from Massachusetts, my husband wanted to raise our kids to say yes, ma'am, and yes, sir, and I strongly objected to that.
Did you?
I did, because I thought that was so rigid and so strict. But when we moved here, our kids were 1 and 4. I realized that that's a way of life, and it's not rigid. It's respectful. First time somebody called me ma'am, I felt like I was 90 years old. But now...
And trust me, folks, she's not.
But now I've come to expect it. It's a way of life.
Mm-hmm.
Growing up in Texas and life down in Texas is just so much more laid back. Folks around here are so easygoing. I run into people all of the time who have recently moved to Stephenville, and the one thing they say is how great the people are.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of things to offer in Stephenville. We have a very unique community in that we're 70 miles southwest from the Metroplex. We have a major university. We have major business and industry. But the one thing that people say stands out
It's a cow town.
It is, but stands out from other places is the people.
Uh-huh.
You still have cities in this country, Stephenville, Texas being one of them, where people genuinely have a passion and care about their neighbors.
So, July, what brings people down here? How do you get industry? How do you get business to come here? You're the CEO of the Chamber of Commerce, so how do you get people to come to Texas, given the fact that when they look at the map, hello, this place is not in the middle of nowhere, but it is 70-some-odd miles from Dallas, and, you know, even it's a pretty quick ride down here, et cetera, but it isn't.
Right.
It's not,
well,
there's not a lot around it.
Well, and when you look at the nation, Texas as a whole has the best business climate as far as our lower taxes and regulation and friendliness to business. We're known for that in Texas, and industry comes here from a lot of other places because of the friendly business climate that just the nature of being able to do business with ease rather than some of the other states. But as Nancy pointed out, we're 60 miles from Fort Worth, close enough to the Metroplex, but we don't have that much traffic. You know, we have about 18,000 people here in Stephenville.
I think there are 3 lights in town and 2 stop signs, right?
Oh, there's more than that.
I'm teasing.
But we have a great workforce to draw from. You know, agriculture is the leading industry in this area, has been, and continues to be. But with the university and with our several major employers that are, you know, Fortune 500 companies, we've got a good employee
base. Who are
they?
Who's the big employer here, other than the school?
Well, Charlton is certainly one of our largest employers, but we have FMC Corporation, which is mainly with the oil and gas industry.
Yeah.
We have St. Gobain Abrasives, which makes sandpaper for all kinds of causes, both of them having 400 to 500 employees.
Mm-hmm.
We have Schreiber, which is a cream cheese plant. That also has close to 400 employees that makes all different types of cream cheese and dairy products. You know, we have several that have 100 to 200 employees, such as Outlaw Conversions, that makes horse trailers with living quarters in them.
Oh.
And if you think, you know, they started, John Walker that owns that started about 10 years ago with two employees and has been up to as high as 200.
Really?
Because of the industry here. Yeah. And one of the things I was going to say what the difference is in Stephenville and other places is you see a lot more trucks and trailers on the road.
I did notice that. Yeah,
than little cars.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a whole industry there of making trailers that people that rodeo or that have the hobbies of riding horses, whether whatever type of events, they're on the road.
I could put you on the spot because I have a dairy farm in Massachusetts, and I'm continually fighting with the various regulators and the people who would like to tell you that this is the way to do it when they don't know their ear from their elbow. And so Dominic keeps saying, you know, you want to come down here. Well, I couldn't any more imagine myself living down here than I would imagine myself flying to the moon. But yet when you say things like that, because people know who listen to me, that I don't like government. There's nothing about the restrictions that come that are artificial that hold people back that is appealing to me. And yet I couldn't imagine myself, but then I couldn't imagine Dominic. When he said he was going to Stephenville, Texas, he said to me, call me on the phone. I'm taking a job. No, you're not going to do that. You got to stay here. And we went around. I said, why would you? I did. He tell you this. Why the hell do you want to go to Texas? And I looked up on the map where Stephenville. I said, you're going to the middle of nowhere. What are you doing? And he said, no, because one of the draws at first was his children were down here. But then having the opportunity to be in this climate and run a school like this, which is about four or five times the size of Heidelberg, you know, that offers its challenges. But being here, I can see that he and his wife, she loves it here.
Well, and they've been tremendous assets to our community. I know that Nancy and I had lunch with both Doctors DeTavio before they even started the job and just had such a pleasant conversation. Tarleton's dear and dear to my heart. I have both my bachelor's and my master's degree from Tarleton. Have worked at the university, taught as an instructor. It's a great place, and they've just added to.
Are you still riding the horses? Tell me you're still involved in a rodeo somehow.
Yes, I still ride.
Yeah, really?
And most of my siblings, that's what they make their living doing is riding and training horses. So I'm still around it quite a bit.
Really? And children? Do you have children and family? What do you do with the kids that you have? Can you draw Nancy's children in with your children, that kind of stuff?
Well, I'm not married with no children, but I have lots of nieces and nephews in the area and lots of friends with kids. So we enjoy doing lots of outdoor stuff. You know, one of the big draws of Stephenville as far as tourism goes is Western events. We have Lone Star Arena, which is a partially indoor arena that hosts events every weekend and a lot of times during the week. And so people come from all over the nation to come to big rodeo, cutting, barrel racing, team roping events here in Stephenville. And you drive around the county roads and you're going to see a lot of arenas. And that's the difference. And so we have people coming here because there's a lot of opportunities to enjoy their hobby every day of the week.
The two of you are great spokespersons for considering this area. It's nice to have both of you here. Thank you.
Well, thank you. We have a great product to promote.
Yeah, no, well, it's really kind of interesting.
And, you know, somebody said something about, oh, the mayor and the chamber. Well, you know, we're blessed in this community to work. We have a partnership. And the city and the chamber and the university, we all work very closely together. Yeah. We communicate with each other. We partner on events. And, you know, it's just a special place. We're blessed to live here.
Yeah. No, this is good. You're great sales. You are. You're great salespeople. Nancy Hunter is the mayor of Stephenville, Texas, and July Danley is the president of the Chamber of Commerce. Good day. Time is 10 before the hour.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
If you've ever thought about trying Rent-A-Center, now's the time. Pay nothing until February 5th and get brand name appliances, electronics, and furniture with no credit needed. Satisfaction guaranteed.
So let me get this straight. You pay nothing until February 5th? Not even a buck?
Not one.
What about two?
Nope. Free until February 5th, only at Rent-A-Center.
$3.
Quit it.
This is a rental purchase transaction. Offer ends February 5th, 2011. Excludes special event rentals. See store for details.
My heartburn was like a pilot light in my chest. I never knew when it would flare up. Until I found Zegrid OTC, the only 24-hour frequent heartburn treatment with two active ingredients, a prescription-strength acid blocker, plus an ingredient that protects the medicine from stomach acid. Just one Zegrid OTC capsule a day controlled my pilot light. So if yours keeps flaring up, try dual-ingredient Zegrid OTC.
Use as directed for 14 days to treat frequent heartburn. Go to ZegridOTC.com for coupon savings. Remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything? Wish you could regain that feisty factor of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today?
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. If you are feeling tired or less energetic with decreased motivation and drive, studies have shown that the major common cause is decreasing testosterone.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, and investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
15%.
After the hour now, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. In a moment, we're going to meet Darla Doty, who's the Director of Career Services at Tarleton State University, where this program is originating today. The studios of KTRL, assisting students and alumni in trying to figure out what they want to do with the rest of their lives, which is a job and a half for people who are in, especially now when it's harder to find jobs. So we'll find Darla's hot spot in a second here in terms of how she helps people find jobs when they get out of here. Around the corner in just a moment, 6 before the hour. Good day.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free. Over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
Hi, I'm your heart, and I gotta get something off our chest. It's about our cholesterol, and I'm not speaking just for me, because high cholesterol affects our whole body. So let's ask our doctor about garlic, okay? Garlic's clinically proven ingredient helps maintain healthy cholesterol naturally. That's why pharmacists recommend it most. And unlike other brands, you only have to take one garlic caplet a day, not 5 or 6. Plus, it's tasteless and odor-free. So like they always say, eat right, exercise, garlic. Oh, and use as directed.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program from Stevensville, Texas. The Director of Career Services, which is a sort of glamour description of a person that helps people that go through school get a job. That's really what you do, right? Darla Doty is here. She's the Director of of this. This is a big-time job in a place where we were just talking about the career opportunities that are here. I guess I'm wondering how many people go through Tarleton or schools like this and stay in the community where they've gone to school. They didn't come here. They find a reason to stay here.
Well, we have a lot of students that are really interested in staying here. When I first came here in 1994, it seemed like there were more students, though, that were actually wanting to get their degree.
Where are you from originally?
West Texas. In
West Texas.
Mm-hmm. Big Spring.
See, I can tell the difference right away by listening to your accent, that you're from another place, not here.
Right. Yeah. I do have a very...
That West Texas accent.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I do. I hear that all the time. And then earlier you were talking to my husband, Bob, and his accent's about the same because he's from West
Texas,
too.
He's from there, too.
Mm-hmm.
Right, yeah. How's it like being married to the guy who's the rodeo guy?
Oh, well...
Do you ever do rodeo like July when you were... able to spend time on horses, or maybe you still do, and enjoy that?
No, I never enjoyed it too much. I grew up on a working ranch, as long as I can remember, had to get on a horse and work.
It was work.
Yeah, it wasn't
not
fun.
Not fun.
Okay.
Got that. But that's the culture difference again here.
Right.
Everybody
right.
understands how life is, and everybody grows up with that experience here.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. All right, so what about finding, this is an ag school, so how are jobs around in agriculture?
Well, jobs right now across the board for all of our folks are it's really difficult right now, you know.
So then what do you tell a kid that wants to major in something about his or her chances of finding a job? You got to be realistic. When you're recruiting students, you got to tell them, okay, at the end of the line, this is what you can expect.
Right, yeah. You have to be realistic. And then I think the big thing is for them just to explore what's out there. And first they have to explore themselves. You know, what are their interests? What's their passion? And then, you know, be realistic. What's the outlook going to be in that field? And it's certainly, right now, it is a little tough for our students, but the main thing is for them to be focused, get a plan, think about, you know, what they're doing as they go through school, get the blinders off, and think about when they graduate, what they're going to be doing, and be prepared for that.
Well, but you've got to get them into courses that have and that brings them to a point of, okay, I can use this as a saleable commodity.
Yes,
this is a
yes.
tool. This is a skill. Because
right.
that's what people are thinking now.
Yeah.
When I went to school, you went to school, it was a liberal arts kind of thing. Okay, we'll learn a lot about a little or a little about a lot and
exactly.
use that somehow. Now, that isn't what people want.
Right.
Yeah. All right. So it's a challenge, but you're standing up for the challenge.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Darla.
Yeah.
Nice to meet you. Darla Doty from Tarleton State University. We're learning more about life here, some of the practical sides of the college education, that world, but also some of the sides of life here in general in this part of Texas. 59 past the hour on Good Day.